former general manager of the Chargers and also Washington Redskins. Bobby Bether joins us now here on San Diego's only FM sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Jesus, a guy from Cal Poly is now going and walking on that stage. Good morning to you, Bobby.
Hey, how you guys doing? What's wrong with Cal Poly?
No. I'm not ripping it. I'm just saying
that. See, Madden's in it, too, and Madden and I played together the 4 years we were up there.
Holy cow, man. What was he like as a teammate?
It was terrific. I was quarterback and a defensive back, and John was an offensive defensive tackle. So we had a lot of fun. We even roomed together 1 year. Yep.
Fantastic. I mean, let me take you back a little bit here as we get ready. 12 days away from getting your jacket on that Friday night means what to Bobby Bethard?
Well, you know what? I was lucky because going back to then in Cal Poly, John and I, Madden and I used to talk about, boy, if when we graduate, if there's some way we can spend our working lives having something to do with football. And I look back and think, boy, we were both lucky we were able to do that. But I don't know. The only thing about the Canton thing, I've been up there for friends of ours who've been inducted. And, of course, the other fun thing is I was born in Ohio, in Zanesville, and some of my cousins I haven't seen in years, a couple of those guys are coming up. So I'll get to see some people I haven't seen for a long time. But I guess it's the ultimate thing when you work in the NFL to be able to end up in Canton.
Bobby, does it sounds like maybe it means, you know, just the fact for you that all the people and all the relationship that you made, that is probably more so closer to you heart, to your heart. But I'm just wondering, again, is this like a conclusion to what was a great career as an executive for you? That, again, if you were okay with it, if you didn't go in, and you were okay if you did go in, am I right when I say that?
Yeah, I was okay. Yeah. If I didn't make that, I wouldn't ever look back and think, "Boy, I should have been in that thing." I had a lot of fun working. I got to go through life in a job was never as far as never really worked for me. It was fun. I got to go around to all the colleges in the United States looking for players, and so I knew most of the coaches. So it was. I don't know. Couldn't have asked for something better, but to think the whole time I was working that I'd end up in the Hall of Fame, I never thought of it. This is fantastic.
How much did that first job of yours in Kansas City, you know, prepare you for what you're going to be doing in 2 weeks? I mean, of all the jobs that you have, I've always been told by a lot of the executives that the first job you have is where you really pour the cement and the foundation of what you're looking for as a player, and then it evolves over time. You know, I think it helped also, too, Bobby, that you were a former player. I think that played into it, too. But, again, how important was that Kansas City gig that you got, you know, back in the early 60s?
Well, I think it was the thing that job got me started, is thinking about this is what I want to do the rest of my life, because we had some great teams back then. Coach Stram was the coach, and he was terrific to us. I mean, we had some great players back then, and I don't know. That was the first real job. Well, the first real job was with Al Davis, I guess. But it was when we were fighting the NFL for players. So I was scouting for the American Football League, and we were trying to keep players from signing in the National Football League. But then when I went to work for Kansas City, I covered all the schools in the western states, so that gave me my start, and went on from there. I don't know.
What was it like working for Lamar Hunt?
Lamar was terrific. They were great people. I was never bothered. I was on the road all the time, so I only came into the offices for meetings and for the draft. But I was on the road, going to all the colleges that played football in the country.
You know, Bobby, when I look at your resume and I see the places that you land in the middle of Don Shula's run too, where you have. And I've said this to Larry Little, and I've said this to Zonka before. when you land in that Dolphin gig and you're landing there with the Miami Dolphins, what an iconic time in football. You had the Raider dynasty going on. You had the Steeler dynasty just at the beginning. And that Dolphin run where you had three straight AFC championship wins, two Super Bowl wins, and one of those years was an undefeated season. And that must have been a remarkable time, too, working for Don Shula.
Oh, Don was great to me. I still think that Don was probably the most influential guy in all of my years in football. Getting to work for Don, when I got the call from Don Shula that he wanted to talk to me, I was so excited. So he flew down there, and he offered me the job. And I thought, wow, it wasn't much of an interview. He just called me down there to offer me the job. I took the job, and the good thing about it, he said, I know you like the ocean and the beach, so there's a place one of our coaches lives over on Key Biscayne, so why don't you go look at Key Biscayne and see if that's the place you'd want to live. And I drove over the causeway onto Key Biscayne, and that was it. Lived there the whole time I was with the Dolphins.
Bobby Bethard, who's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 13 days here on San Diego's only FM sports station, 97.3 The Fan. And then you get that iconic run also with the Washington Redskins. Bobby, the Hogs and playing at RFK and the three different quarterbacks going to Super Bowls, working with Joe Gibbs. Again, another iconic moment for you, working for an iconic coach.
Well, what happened is when we got rid of the coach that was there at the Redskins, I called a good friend of mine, Ernie Zampezi, because I had a lot of trust. I trusted Ernie's judgment or evaluation, and I called Ernie and said, is Joe, he was coaching with Joe at San Diego State, I said, is Joe ready? And Ernie said, yeah, Joe is ready for the job. And that's what made me convinced that Joe Gibbs was the right guy to hire. And when I told the owner, he said, who are you going to get? And I said, you've never heard of him, it's the guy Joe Gibbs. And Mr. Cook said, who in the hell is Joe Gibbs? Nobody's ever heard of him. He said, they'll crucify us when we bring a guy in here named Joe Gibbs. And I said, well, just trust me. He said, we'll keep the defensive staff. Joe agreed to that, Richie Pettibone and his staff, and we'll bring the offensive staff, Joe's staff, in, and it worked out.
What place did you have the funnest?
Oh, I had fun at all of them, but I would probably say the Redskins, because that town was crazy. I mean, they didn't have an empty seat in the stadium for any game. And we'd go down to the games. I'd drive down there early with my kids because my kids got to work at the games on the sidelines. Drive down there, and that town would be lined up for about a mile before you get into the parking lot where we parked for the games. Just fans yelling and cheering and everything. Redskins was a crazy place. It was fun.
I tell people all the time, if you've ever played, guys, you ever play at RFK? The place used to rock, didn't it, Bobby? The place actually
didn't it? It shook, and you look up and see the stands moving, you think, oh my God, this is going to collapse sometime. But it was great.
Then you end up in San Diego. Bobby, I've said this, we've talked about it before. All the evaluating and all the things. I mean, you find Darryl Green in that legendary 83 draft, at the last player in that. Then you always have to look back at one draft, and you look back at the Ryan Leaf draft. I think you've said this to me before. Maybe your biggest regret as a general manager, not doing enough due diligence on that pick?
Well, I did a lot of due diligence, and Peyton, the Mannings were obviously are far and away the best guy in the draft at that position. But after that, Ryan was a pretty good college quarterback.
He was.
We didn't have him rated up with Manning at all. But some people look back and say, why did you take Ryan Leaf over Peyton Manning? I said, we didn't take Peyton. I said, we didn't have a choice. We would have taken Peyton.
So, Bobby, am I to believe then that really the Mannings – really playing the power game there, kind of the way Elway did in 83. I mean, there's precedence in this league where you see certain guys not wanting to go certain places. And really, maybe John in that 83 draft where you took Darryl Green, who, in my opinion, may be one of the greatest draft selections of all time because he would go on to a 20-year Hall of Fame career out of Texas A&I, right. And you find that guy, really, and there he is at the bottom of that legendary draft. So there's been a power play before. So, again, if Archie and the Manning family had been more okay with the fact that they wanted him to play in San Diego, he would have been a Charger then, right?
That's right. But I'll tell you what, I never missed going down to Texas A&I because they always had people down there. And then when Darryl Green, when I got down there and saw Darryl Green, they always had players down there. Saw Darryl, the only thing I was worried about is, like I think I'm repeating myself, is telling Richie Pettibone, I found the corner for you, Darryl. But in his, when he says, guys that small can't play in the league.
Said, 20 years later.
Different. Yeah, I know it.
Hey, 20 years later, and probably to this day, still running a 4-4. Hey, Richie,
oh
I
God.
Love you to death. That guy can run, though, couldn't he, Bobby?
He could run, and he could take the best receiver out of the game. Yep.
I have to ask you this question also about T.O. not showing up. Does it matter to you or do you not care that he's going to be there, not there at the induction ceremony in 2 weeks?
No, I'm sorry he's not there because I enjoyed the short times I've been with T.O. I like the guy, and I'm just surprised that he would do that, and I think he's missing out on a big thing.
Okay, finally here, are you wearing the sandals or not on stage?
Probably. No. I got some real shoes.
Well, Bobby, we're all looking forward to it. I mean, it's well overdue that you're going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and my God, one of the truly great general managers and one of the great people, anybody that I've ever been around, all the way to Russ Grimm and all them guys, they loved you to death, and there's going to be a lot of Hog, Charger, Kansas City, and also Miami folks there in Canton to see you go into the Hall of Fame. Thank you, Bobby.
Well, they're all the reasons. They're the reason I'm there. So thank you very much for calling.
You got it. That is the great Bobby Bethard. In 13 days, he's going in to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.